Hello, hello, you beautiful human, and welcome to the She Is Made For More podcast, the podcast for women who are ready to unapologetically step into their more. Around here, we dive deep into all the tools to help you vibe so dang high, no one can mess with your vibe. I'm your host, Crystal Jacobo, an embodiment coach, a speaker, and my favorite thing of all, a community builder. Get ready to own your power and connect with the most powerful version of you. Get ready to embody all your more. Are you ready? Let's freaking go. Hello, hello, my beautiful human, and happy freaking Wednesday. I'm so pumped that you are here. This episode is going to be a little bit of a Q&A style, just questions that I've been getting asked about the journey that I'm currently on. Takeaways, updates, lessons I've learned in the current season that I'm in. So, and it's all revolving around pregnancy. So if this is something that you want to stay updated on, or you're just curious how it's going, then this is the episode for you. And if you're like, actually, I don't want to listen to this episode, no worries. I do have another episode that also came out today that has a guest where we dive into their story. We dive a lot more into the self-development space. So if you prefer to listen to that one, go ahead and check out that one. If you're like, you know what, I'm going to listen to both, then welcome to both episodes. As I've been having conversations with you guys in our text fam, if you guys don't know, there is a way that we can stay connected. It's the text community. You guys can actually text me and I actually get those texts and I can respond back. But I've been connected with so many of you guys on our text number, and also, like, a lot of you guys have been DMing me, hey, how are you doing? How's baby? Sending you guys love. And I'm so, so grateful for you guys. I've been getting questions about, like, how are we feeling? So as we're entering weeks, seasons, I don't even know what to call them. I just wanted to keep you guys updated here on the podcast too, and collectively, like, share the answers so that you know how it's going to. You know that one of the biggest things when I started this podcast is I wanted to be really real with you, and I wanted to share the goods, the bad, like everything in between, because this podcast started because you listened to it. Like, you were on this journey with me. You let me be so vulnerable and open, and you related and you said, hey, Crystal, I felt like this too. And hey, Crystal, I know what you're talking about because I'm dealing with it too. And especially being pregnant right now in my life, a lot of people have said, hey, I'm so, so curious to see how you navigate this season. You know what? I've been thinking about kids, or maybe I'm thinking about kids in the next few years. And it's just like, I want to know all of it. And I'm so excited to be sharing this journey with you. So a few little updates that have happened. We actually have found the gender of our baby. We are having a baby boy. So baby Jacobo is actually a boy. We just got to see an ultrasound last Wednesday, I should say. And in the ultrasound, baby was fully stretched out. Like, his leg was out, his hand was out. Like, he's fully, like, in the rest mode, position on vacation, it feels like. They were doing the ultrasound, and then he immediately started moving around, started kicking the belly. So he's going to be an active little guy. We were joking around with my husband. I was like, I feel like he's going to have my energy. You guys know I'm like all over the place. I'm like an energizer bunny. Like, it just happens that way. So we were joking around that he might have my energy. You guys know my big issue with naps. I don't like taking naps. I'm not a napper. So that's been one of the things that I've been fighting during pregnancy is everybody says, take naps. I can't, like, it's so hard for me to take naps. So that's one of the biggest updates. As far as, like, health-wise, we're doing really good. We're staying healthy. We're actually having a really good pregnancy. And there's been other things that I've been discovering along the journey. Like, let's, like, talk about hormones for a second. I don't think people talk about the amount of hormones that you experience while you're pregnant. But I've individually asked multiple people in my life right now, hey, how was it when you were pregnant? And the amount of answers that I've gotten have, like, fully shocked me. which has made me fall in love with the work that I do even more. And let me explain. If you're like, Crystal, what the heck? Let me be really real with you. At the beginning of my pregnancy, everything was pretty smooth. Then about, I don't even know how many weeks in, maybe about 9 weeks in, I started noticing that I was having all these emotions come up. And I was having these emotions where I was constantly crying. And then I was feeling super, super guilty for saying, why do I feel sad when the number thing that I've prayed for is what's happening, but yet I'm feeling sad? And it was causing me to feel a spiral down of emotions, get even more sad because I didn't want to feel sad. I didn't want to feel ungrateful. And there was one specific day out of all the pregnancy, actually two, but one specific day up until that point where I literally just came to my office and I cried my eyes out. And here's the thing about being pregnant. You're pregnant, you're having the rush of the hormones, you're having all the emotions, your body's going through so many changes. And if you're a logistic person or like your brain tries to make sense of like, well, why am I sad? There's nothing wrong. There's literally like nothing to be upset about. And we try to justify the emotion. Now, because of the work that I've done, I know emotions can rush us at any second of our life with no unexpected reason. And the only thing we can do is feel them, process them, right? But in pregnancy, they're coming at you like so full speed. And when it, one of these days, like I was crying. I talked to my husband. He like comforted me. But that's all he could do was just comfort me. I knew they were just emotions. I knew there was nothing wrong. So I allowed myself to feel and I cried my eyes out. And then as the day passed, the next day, I felt like nothing was wrong. Like I felt back. I was back. My energy was good. I felt like I was on top of a mountain ready to conquer the world. So what I realized in this short period, like up until that week, was, whoa, like, these are hormones. These are emotions. So I actually reached out to people. I was like, hey, you've been pregnant a few times. Like, how was it? And the first person that I talked to shared, Crystal, I cried during my pregnancy every day. The second person I talked to said, you know what? I would cry when my husband was not home because I would feel the emotions, but I didn't want to overwhelm him with the emotions. So I would wait for him to go home and then I would cry. And I was talking to somebody else and they said, Crystal, you have no idea how often I would just sit there and pray to God to take these emotions away because I didn't want to feel ungrateful, but also like I was grateful for my baby. And as I was talking to everybody, what I've realized is the emotions are so normal. The emotions about, you cry about everything, but here's the thing that you also get to have the tools to support you. Like you also get to have your support squad and people and be like, hey, I recently found out I'm pregnant. Can I just lean on you for support? Can I call you crying and can you just hold space for me? And in this season, I realized more than ever that the work that I do, I love it so much because guess what? In the Soul Collective, we use actual tools to help us process, to help us heal, to help us connect. Breath work is a phenomenal tool to just help you feel the emotions, get unstuck. Tapping, one of our community members does tapping where they just help you release emotions. So being pregnant has been one of the most beautiful journeys so far for us. It's something that I prayed for. It's something that I asked God so much for. And then realizing that the emotions come, I've also had to realize and say, okay, Crystal, this is just part of the journey. This is part of the process, but let's normalize getting extra emotional support during pregnancy. Because here's the other thing, like they don't happen every day. Like when I was talking to my friend, she's like, I would cry every day. Also, she was in a season where she was also hiding it. Like people would come and it's fine, it's great, I feel happy. And she was masking all these feelings because what we've been taught is feel good. You're blessed. You're a miracle. You've been chosen as a mom. Like, you're growing a miracle in your belly. Like, you should be grateful, which we are. Don't get me wrong. We are. But I also want to normalize that. If you're in a season of your life where you're pregnant, you're planning to be pregnant, like, lean in. Don't ever, ever, ever be afraid of getting support. Whether it's like, hey, you know what? I just found out I'm pregnant. I'm going to join the Soul Collective for the next 9 months to have that extra love. Like, do what you have to do to take care of you. Whether it's like, hey, Crystal, when can I plug into the free workshops, the free calls? Whether it's building that like safety call with a friend or a best friend. But please, let's normalize these emotions, because there's no way no one should ever have to go through these emotions by yourself. And again, that was just one day. And I recently had one about 4 days ago where I started feeling the emotions and I allowed myself to feel them. I still couldn't shake them off with the tools. I started like keeping myself busy. I was like, let me do laundry. Let me reorganize my pantry. Let me reorganize this. Let me fold this. And I was folding laundry in my bed. And my husband walks in and goes, how are you doing? And I just started crying. And I said, I feel sad. And I hugged him and I just started crying. And his response was, let's go out, get ice cream. Let's go for a car ride. Let's see what we can do to make you feel good. But again, that one day, those 2 days out of all the weeks that I've been pregnant now, because we're about to hit the halfway mark, those only two days have felt that heavy. Everything else, and the second time, it wasn't even that. It was the morning, because I think I was trying to resist it. I think my mind was, again, our minds are so good at judging. Like, I've been doing this work, I've practiced it constantly, and my mind was still like so good at, why are we upset? There's nothing to be wrong with. Like, there's amazing things happening. There's really cool things happening in our community. Why are you crying? Like, literally my mind was going in that spiral. And my husband was like, let's go. By the time we got food, by the time we were distracted, like driving, like, I felt back to myself and I got home. I got so much work done. I was super productive. It wasn't even a whole day. That was like a half day experience. But what I'm also realizing now in this current moment, like as I'm talking to you, is I am never judging my freaking emotions. I'm pregnant. I'm growing a human. I'm giving myself grace. And I'm realizing I get to be supported as much as I want to be supported without wanting to feel guilty. So if you're in a season of your life, if you're currently pregnant right now, or if you're planning to get pregnant and you want hear this episode later on, please know that you deserve all the support. You don't have to deal with any of this by yourself. Like, that's one of the biggest things that I've learned during this pregnancy, is emotional support is key. Because there's all these moments where you're like, oh, my belly's starting to grow, and you find out the gender, and like, there's a lot of beautiful moments. And out of the whole pregnancy so far, it's only been 1.5 days of emotion. But just keep it in mind, like, the emotions are so normal. Like, there's so much hormones happening, there's so many things happening to your body, things are shifting, all the things. So just don't be afraid to plug in. Don't be afraid to lean in, get extra support. There's no shame in getting supported. And you guys know that I actually rave about your mental health and plugging in and healing. And I rave about that on a daily basis. Now that I'm pregnant, I'm like, this work should be in everyone's life. Like, we should all have a safe space to plug in, like the Soul Collective. Like, there should be a spot where you feel seen, loved, heard, protected, all the things. There should be a place where you should be plugging in. So it's just made me fall in love with my work that much more. The other thing that I've also learned is to give myself grace and remember that I'm not in control. And I say that because I can say, Monday, we're going to get 10 emails done. And Tuesday, we're going to go through 10 calls and this and that. Every single day is going to be different. So give yourself grace. And here's the other thing when I say give yourself grace. Every single pregnancy is going to be different. I want to normalize not comparing yourself to so-and-so or that person or this person. Like, if she's pregnant, she's out there hiking 5 miles and crushing it, that's her. If you're pregnant, you can barely get out of bed because you're tired and exhausted. That's you. Just like every single human being is uniquely made with fingerprints, and right, like there's no two fingerprints that are identical. That is how unique your pregnancy is going to be. Whether you are somebody who, you know, goes through the entire process and is tired or nauseous or needs to be alone because people irritate you, or whether you're somebody who's like super bubbly and out there and going, please know that there is no right or wrong way to be pregnant. There's no right or wrong way. As long as you're healthy, as long as you're talking to your doctor, doctor's clearing you, please know to give yourself grace. And I'll say this because here's what's been going on. A lot of people like to opinionate when you're pregnant. You should do this. You should do that. You should do this, which is fine. A lot of people do it with love, and a lot of people do it with like, just they feel opinionated, whatever. They give you their opinion. Here's the number one thing that I heard during my first trimester. Just take a nap. Oh my God, Crystal, you're so tired. Just take a nap. Just learn to nap. Because my friend is pregnant and so is those pregnant. All they do is nap. They're super good. Their energy is good. Here's the thing. Your girl has ADHD. Your girl's brain never turns off. So you are telling me to go take a nap when my brain doesn't turn off. My brain doesn't turn off because this is the way I've grown up with ADHD. Like, my brain has to be so exhausted from doing things mentally stimulated for me to be able to sleep, which is why I love the work that I do, and I love working with clients and all the projects that I have going on for all the people in my life, because my brain's always stimulated. So when you're telling me, sweetie, the reason why it's you feel like that's because you're not getting enough sleep, go take a nap. Do you know how irritated I felt when people were saying that? I was like, I can go lay in bed. Trust me, I can go get in the bed right now. My body's going to be resting, like, but my mind isn't going to stop. I have ADHD and I love my ADHD. Like, it's made me who I am, which is why we have so much projects and all the things. And I love it. It's actually my superpower. I always say it's my superpower. But when somebody doesn't have it and they sleep all the time, that's beautiful for them. For me, it just wasn't like that. I had to find a different way to function in life. So I was going to bed and I was resting. I was putting pillows in my back. But guess what? I was taking my computer and I was working from my bed and just creating graphics and doing this because it made me happy. Because it kept my brain busy and my body was also resting. That worked for me. But it might not work for you. You might be the person who's like, you know what? Peace, I'm out. I'm gonna nap the next 5 hours and then I'll come out and have energy for like an hour or so. Beautiful. Giving yourself grace to remember that you have to do what's best for you in your pregnancy, regardless of what people say, regardless of what he or she or they did. It's what is best for you and baby in this time. And that's what I've had to ask myself multiple times, okay? In our friends group, actually, all my comadres, like all my kids who are my god kids, all their moms are currently pregnant. So I have the beautiful blessing of being pregnant with my sister-in-law, my comadre, my other comadre, like we were all pregnant together. And even remembering like, okay, she's pregnant, she's doing things this way, she's pregnant, she's doing things different. Like, there is no comparison. The whole point of this is doing the pregnancy that's going to make you feel safe, make you feel good, make sure you're growing a healthy baby for you. That's it. That is it. That's it. And remember to like do it for you. I've always said like do what's best for you. Do what's best for you in pregnancy more than anything. Don't be afraid to say no. I don't want to go to the events. When people, I had family things that came up. Hey, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Okay, that's fine. I don't think I'm going to make it. Why not? This and that. I'm just going to rest. I'd rather be in my couch right now. Like, my boundaries have gotten so much stronger right now because I'm practicing. Like, and also this mentality shift happens in your mind where you start realizing, I'm caring for this little human. So if I say no, this is what we're doing for me and for this little human in my belly. So boundaries are something like so beautiful that I think it's stronger while you're pregnant, because you're learning to connect to, like, I don't know, the mom side of things, but definitely things definitely shift. And then the last thing that I wanted to talk about on this episode is also like guilt that happen when you are pregnant. Because I've been really, really open and honest with you guys in sharing this journey and saying, like, it wasn't easy to get here. A lot of you guys have connected with me because of the struggle of being able to get pregnant. So something else that happened is when I found out that I was pregnant, as happy as I was, as excited as I was, when I found out that I was pregnant, there was this immense guilt that came over me. Because as much as I wanted to share with you and everybody that, hey, we're having a baby, hey, we're pregnant, I also know what it's like to look at that negative test over and over and over again and hope you're pregnant and it's not positive. And I never wanted anybody to feel like pain or like hurt because we got a positive after so long. So there was so much guilt that happened when I had that positive test. And if you're in that season where you're on IVF or you're prepping your body or you're just trying and you're having those no's, it's negative, 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 please remember that. If you even have the desire to be a mom, you're already meant to be a mom. And these are things that I didn't want to connect with during this time. One of the things that I started doing is I have a journal where I wrote letters to our baby. And I started this way back. And I would write letters to our baby, say, hey, when you feel ready, I'll be here to welcome you. And I just, one of the coaches that I work with actually said, Crystal, I need you to connect to your baby. And I need you to visualize your baby and practice in breath work. What is it? What do they look like? And the more you can bring life into this little spirit, the more you can call that spirit in. And that's one of the things that I did. And I'm happy to do like a whole episode on like the practices that I was doing too, plus everything that I did to prep our body to get here. If that's something you guys want to hear, just let me know or text me and I can share that information as well. But what happened is if you're also in a season where you finally get the positive test, I want you to know that those people that love you and are on this journey with you will understand. Because to be fully transparent, there's people who I shared this news with that I was so nervous about, because one of the things that brought us together is the struggle. And there was people that cried and hugged me and said, hey, I'm so happy for you. And you can genuinely feel their love. And then there was people who all they said were complaints like, oh, well, you know, we'll see how it goes because, you know, like now your life is going to change. And you know what? It's going to get harder, Crystal, and reality is going to hit. And like you could feel people's energies, right? But just please, please know that if you finally get that positive test, you should never feel guilty for getting that positive test. And I know it's easier said than done, but please know that everything happens in God's timing. And I know I say that a lot of times, but it really does. There's a beautiful, beautiful book called Spirit Babies. And if you're in this season, I recommend you read it. But it goes back to the idea of like, these spirits are choosing you. And I think when we can Because one of the things that happened that I don't think I've shared with you guys yet is I got to a point in my journey where I finally surrendered. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to focus on the company. I'm going to focus on the career. I don't want to put so much pressure on my body. I don't want to put so much pressure on this has to happen by this date. And we fully surrender. And I think what happened, my body went into a feeling of like, okay, this is how it's going to happen. And shortly after that, we got our positive. And I know I hate even like that. That's, I don't want to say hate because hate's a very strong word. But the feeling of like surrendering, like when so many people would tell me surrender, surrender, like, how do you even do that? How do you even do that? But I think there comes a point in your life where if it happened or if it didn't, I was okay. You know, and I don't know how else to put that, but just know that if you're in this season and you need support, like ask for help, like message, talk to me, like talk to the people, like send me a DM, send me a text. Like I'm always happy to be here and or be an ear for you or just pray for you. Because the biggest thing that I felt is like this guilt. And I felt it for a while. I felt it for a while. And I still notice that I feel it sometimes when I want to share things on my stories. And it still pops up. So the guilt is something that I'm working on. But I just hope you know that. Like the people that love you will love you and stand by you through it all. So there's no need to carry this guilt. Because it's not serving other people and it's not serving you. So like it's something that we get to work on together and we get to process. But this journey, I'm just going to be super, super honest with you guys. And those of you guys that want to hear the episodes and want to stay updated, like I'm going to share it all, like what the experience was and the lessons and the takeaways. But just know that if you're in the season of considering it or even stepping into it, one of the things that I've learned from my own coach is if it calls you, it's for a reason. And that's just life. Dreams, feelings, motherhood journey, career switching, everything. If it calls you, it's for a reason. So as you're stepping in this season, please know that you have somebody that you can lean on to. And as far as business, like the last topic I wanted to talk about is business. I have so many people say, Crystal, I'm considering having a baby or I want to have babies, but what is it going to look like in my business? What are you doing? Here's the reality. Am I scared to bring a baby into the world with my business? No, I'm not. I'm not for a few reasons. Number one is we've been prepping for this season. So the Soul Collective is passive. You can join the Soul Collective whenever you want. You can be in the Soul Collective 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, then cancel or the year, whatever you choose to do. Like the Soul Collective is its own avenue. I don't need to be pushing it. It's its own avenue. But we've built it with that purpose in my business because we knew eventually this was our goal. The Mastermind. The Mastermind is for women who are upcoming visionaries, leaders, healers, facilitators. If you have a vision in your heart, if you know you're meant for more, this is the Mastermind for you. And this is where women come together. We collaborate. We dive into the visions for women who want to put events together, for women who want to put podcasts, programs, for women who are like, hey, Crystal, I want to do my own event just like you do for Galentine's, but I want to call it this. Help me put it together. Help me get the module up. Help me like promote it. The Mastermind is for you. And the Mastermind is the same thing. It's evergreen. You can join the Mastermind whenever you want. And we made that very intentional because here's the thing. For me, if I were to say, hey, the door is open to the Mastermind, register right now, 24 hours before the doors close, guess what? Some of us are not fully ready. And if you jump into the Mastermind not being fully ready, you're not going to take action because you're coming from a scared place. You're not coming from an empowered place. You're feeling like, oh, I need to get in because the doors are going to close. I need to get in. But if you're like, you know what? I just attended a freaking event that rocked my socks that I'm like so ready. Oh, I can see my event. I know what I'm creating. I kind of know that I'm so ready to start this company. Where do I plug into? You just book a discovery call with the Made for More Mastermind and we talk about it. And if the mastermind can support you, boom, let's freaking go. Because you're already empowered. You're already excited. Now I get to provide you the tools, the container, and say, let's map this out, baby. Let's freaking go. And the energy and the way you're going to move in the world is going to be very, very different than I need to get in before the doors close. So we've made both containers very evergreen style. Like you can join whenever you want. So here's the thing that's been happening too with our businesses. I am not, it's like certain containers we promote, certain ones we don't, depending on how I'm feeling, because it's pregnancy. And some days I could have energy, some days I might not. And I'm still getting people that apply for this or people that still join the Soul Collective. I got a DM last week that said, hey, Crystal, I'm so ready to just love myself more. I'm joining the Soul Collective. And boom, she joined the Soul Collective by that afternoon. Like the business and the structure that we've put, I mean, the structure and the business that we've put now is supporting this next season of my life. So as far as bringing a baby into business, am I scared? No, I'm not scared at all. As far as how the business is going to flow, I don't know. It's not a scary feeling. It's a feeling of like, let's see what happens. Because here's the other thing that I know. When my due date comes and baby is here, I don't know how things are going to shift. We have co-coaches. We have people that are going to be here supporting the containers. Because guess what? I know one of the things that I want to do is for the first 40 days after pregnancy is I want to unplug from the world. I want to focus on baby. I want to let my body heal. Like that's a decision that I've already made. So when that time comes, I know there's going to be some changes in the containers. We're bringing co-coaches. We're bringing support. We're still making sure that everyone is so supported and so taken care of. But as far as what that's going to look like after, I don't know. Does that mean we keep all the containers open? Does that mean things shift? I don't know. I'm excited to find out. So rather than sitting here and worrying, I sit here with allowing myself to get curious about the possibilities. And every time I catch myself worrying, I literally think of like, what would it look like if I was curious instead? So these are like actual things that I'm practicing on the daily as we're stepping into this season. It's like the business. That's been the biggest question that I get. Hey, are you nervous to be a mom? Heck yes, I am. Heck yes, I am. I don't know. For so long, it's just been me, my husband, and Riley. Now it's another little human coming into our world. I'm so nervous, but I'm also so excited. Do I feel fully prepared? No. Do I feel like I'm going to know what I'm doing? No. But guess what? I'll figure it out, and I'm going to find the way that's going to fit best for our lifestyle. And again, in the essence of giving ourselves grace, remembering that everyone parents different. The way that you are going to raise your kids is going to be very different than the way I am and the way they are. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to realize that there's not one way to do it all. So just remembering that, like, and even if you're current parents right now, like, please know you're doing a dang phenomenal job. Like, I don't know if you've heard that lately, but you're doing a dang phenomenal job. Your humans are alive. They're breathing. You're doing your best. You're showing up for them. So give yourself grace and remember you're doing a freaking amazing job. And again, to everybody who just sends constant messages of sending you and baby prayers, checking in on how you and baby are doing, like to all of you guys that just send check-ins or connections or just continue to pray for baby, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and you have no idea how grateful I am for you. Because in moments where I get scared, because I'm a human and I don't have all the answers and I don't know what life's gonna look like, but I'm sure as hell excited to find out. In that moment when I let fear like creep in a little bit, because it does, because I'm so human, like it never fails to amaze me that a DM will come in or somebody will text me, hey, sending you love, just wanted to check in on you and baby, how are you guys doing? Like I'm so, so grateful for you. So like for those of you that ask me, please, please keep us updated on the podcast. Please let us know how the pregnancy is going. Here's your updated / lesson / reminders that the downloads I've had during pregnancy, and I hope they serve you. And again, if you're like, hey, I don't want to listen to these episodes, do not worry about them. I will title them like pregnancy lessons, updates, whatever. So you can know, you can see them. And if it's not your jam and you don't want to listen to them, no worries at all. Just go to the next episode. I still love you. I understand some people are like, I don't want to deal with that. Or some people are very, very curious about it. But I hope it serves you. So I love you so, so much. And this episode actually turned out to be longer than I thought it was going to be. But anyways, I love you so, so much. I'm so, so grateful for you. A friendly reminder that if you have not joined our Activation Day event, our Activation Virtual Day event, go join it. It's going to be happening June 10th, Saturday, June 10th. It's going to be a half-day virtual event. If you want to be surrounded by community, people, tools, strategies, all the tools to help you activate like that inner power that's already waiting inside of you to come out, then Activation Day is going to be for you. But anyways, I'm sending you so, so much love. Thank you for being here. I'm sending you a big, big virtual hug, and not the little scrumpy ones, but the ones that squeeze you really, really, really freaking tight. I love you so, so much, and I can't wait to talk to you on the next episode. Love you. Bye.